Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I are giving the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today we're going to be talking about if weight loss surgery increases your risk for suicide.
Why? Your life should be wide open now.
Right. You should really think that getting the weight loss surgery that...
Now you're green, a free man.
Blue skies, right?
Exactly.
You lost the weight and everything is good. But apparently... there seems to be some data that represents that people that actually have suicide, that actually do weight loss surgery, are indeed, in fact, higher risk for suicide. Now, we don't know if, in fact, that when, you know, because people that are obese, they may be more commonly depressed. So there might be a higher incidence of depression and risk for suicide just because it's the population of people that you're dealing with. But, however, there's a study that came out, and they were looking at people from Pennsylvania. And this is a long-term study. This is over 10 years of data so far. And they looked at over 16,000 people and the years between 1995 and 2004. And what they found was is that 31 people out of those 16,000 committed suicide by the end of 2006.
That's not too bad.
Well, that would translate into a suicide rate of about 14 in 10,000 men and about 5 per 10,000 women each year. Now, that is substantially greater than the normal suicide rates among just people, just average Pennsylvanians between the ages of 35 and 64, where at the common for men in that state, the suicide rate is 2.5 per 10,000 and 0.6 for 10,000
right.
for women. So,
well, maybe it's because they think like, oh, this is going to be change my life. It's going to be awesome. And then they do it. And then they're like, well, it's the same life I had before, except I fit in my pants better.
Right. And not only that, it's also you're constantly at the risk of gaining the weight, too, or the people that are unsuccessful at maintaining their weight loss over a period of time. And I guess it's the expectations of how this is going to affect me and change me forever. And I think people are not, you know, they're not equipped. So typically, when people get evaluated for bariatric surgery, there's many people that are involved in doing this. It's not just the surgeon. We're going to cut you, and then you go out into the world. There's usually a psychologist involved. There's an exercise physiologist involved. There's other practitioners that are there to kind of assess what you're dealing with so that you know what you're going into. So anybody that's thinking about that, make sure you kind of manage your expectations about what that's going to be for you. I know that you're on the fence about doing the weight loss surgery, right?
No, I'm not on the fence.
You're not?
No, I'm waiting for the drive-through lipo program to come into play.
To get that, okay.
I'm going
to
get a port.
Well, if you commit suicide, I'm going to need another fat guy to do the show.
There's no shortage if you've been to the mall lately. Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy are your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.